With this KLAM Sports Update for this Monday, December 22nd, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com and a video stream on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. We finished the 2025 portion of our broadcast schedule as Galen Catholic hosts MMCRU in a girl-boy basketball doubleheader. Our coverage starts around 5:45, girls game at 6, boys at 7:30. Tune into all the action right here on KLAM Radio. Again, online audio at KLAM1410.com, or you can catch a video stream as well on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. That's tonight starting at 5:45. Well, let's take a look at the weekend's sports action. First, take a look on Friday's schedule, where in girls basketball in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's Community snapped a 5-game losing skid with a narrow victory over Sioux City North on the road. 53-52 win for the Bulldogs. As Lamar's head coach Sydney Rudin tells us, it was really nice to finally get back into the win column.
It's nice going into break, especially to get a win. North's a good team. They're physical. They got some good shooters. So they fought really hard in the fourth quarter, and that made us have to get in gear with and play together. And luckily we did. It's a little closer than I wanted it to be, but we got the job done, which is what we need. And then have a week break from each other and reflect, yeah, which will be good for all of us.
Three Bulldogs scored in double figures with a win. Georgia Bixman led the Bulldogs with 12 points. Shea Sousamill had 11, and Kinley Schmidt had 10 points for Lamar's. Elsewhere in the MRAC in girls basketball, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln rolled past Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 72-22, and 14th-ranked Sioux City East dominated Sergeant Bluff Luton 74-38. To the War Eagle Conference in girls basketball, where 7th-ranked Hinton stayed undefeated in conference play with a win over Harris Lake Park 77-31. Sydney Duskin had 23 points. Bailey Bouvier another 13. Keely DeRoshi had 12. And Addison Glass had 11 to lead the way for the Blackhawks. The Akron Westfield girls picked up another win in conference play, defeating Trinity Christian by a score of 48-39. It was 12th-ranked George Little Rock getting a win over Galen Catholic 61-37. And Remsen St. Mary's could not quite hang on in the end. They fall to Hartley Melvin Sanborn 57-54. Still got a double-double from Chloe Holman, who had 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 steals. Brianna Sheehan had 12 points, and Dylan Schrader had 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 steals in the loss. To the boys' basketball scoreboard from Friday night in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's Community beat Sioux City North as well on the boys' side, matching their season high in points, a 78-57 win for the Bulldogs. Four different Bulldogs scored in double figures, showing some great play offensively. Lamar's head coach Cody Deercup attributes that to some great ball movement.
Our guys did a nice job of sharing the basketball. You know, we were able to draw up a couple sets where, you know, we set a ball screen, flash a guy in the middle, hit that guy in the middle of the zone. And usually if the ball can go to the middle of the zone, you're either probably going to get an okay look at the rim, or it's going to be an inside out three, which is a high percentage shot, obviously. So, you know, and I give our kids a ton of credit, you know, just rising up with confidence and shooting the basketball. Like we've seen them shoot it in practice, I think that we're a better shooting basketball team than what we've shown so far this year.
Well, Jack Wells certainly was the confident shooter. He had 24 points, also had 8 assists and 5 rebounds. Wadi Hosniang had 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. Andrew Grant with 13 points, 6 rebounds, and Mason Pippett had 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. Elsewhere in the MRAC in boys basketball, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln dominated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 88-31. Sioux City East, a big win over Sergeant Bluff Luton 80-59, and Sioux City West rolled past Siouxland Christian 76-17. In War Eagle Conference boys basketball, Galen Catholic remained undefeated in conference play with a 66-55 victory over George Little Rock. Hinton steamrolled Harris Lake Park 67-31 thanks to a 3-point onslaught from Carver to Grody. He had 28 points, 8-for-14 from the 3-point arc. That was just downright dominating from the outside. He also had 5 rebounds in the win. Logan Kempema had 14 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds for the Blackhawks as they pick up a nice conference road victory. Hartley Melvin Sanborn, they defeated Remsen St. Mary's on Friday night 54-36, and Akron Westfield fell to Trinity Christian 36 28. There was a little bit of wrestling on Friday. We'll have a lot more to tell you about on Saturday's schedule, but Lamar's community, they were competing in girls' competition at the Fort Dodge Invite. The Bulldogs placed tied for 7th in a quality field of competitors. In the individual tally, Karen Pena was the top finisher for the Bulldogs. She won the 145-pound bracket, going 4-0 with 4 wins by pin, and not a single match got to the second period of competition. That is dominance if I've ever heard of it. Marilyn Roller at 140 pounds, she was the runner-up in that bracket, going 3-1 with 2 victories by pin. We're going to stay on the wrestling bandwagon here and go to Saturday's action, where a number of teams were finishing up the 2025 portion of their schedule at some good tournaments around the area. There were an onslaught of competitions around the area. We'll continue with girls wrestling, where the Hinton girls were competing in South Dakota at Canton High School, their annual Battle for the Paddle tournament. The Blackhawks finished 3rd, scoring 163 points, falling short of Canton, who won the tournament, and Sturgis Brown all the way in West River, South Dakota. The Blackhawks finished 3rd to those two schools. Annalise Sackow at 100 pounds, she finished 2nd, going 3-1 on the day with 2 wins by pin. Jocelyn Swanson dominated the 105-pound bracket, 2-0 with 2 wins by pin to take home the title. It was Hallie Mazakitis at 155 pounds, finished 2nd with 3-1 record and 2 wins by pin. And also 5th place finishes for Allison Hofling at 115, Malia McHugh at 130, and Chelsea Olke at 235. Also in girls wrestling competition, Akron Westfield got back to work in Sheldon on Saturday at the Orab Invitational. The Westerners finished 5th out of the strong competition that was there, scoring 90.5 points. The top finisher was Jocelyn Lennon. She was the champion at 120 pounds, going 3-0 on the day with 2 victories by pin. Isabella Utesh was 2nd at 110 pounds. She went 2-1 with 2 wins by pin. Kai Utesh was 3rd at 115 pounds, going 2-1 with 2 pin victories. And Bree Rolfus finished 3rd at 100 pounds. Onto the boys wrestling side of things, there were 3 tournaments our teams were at yesterday. We're starting in Spencer at the Austin Roberts Memorial Tournament, where Lamar's community, after having weather play a factor on a couple of their competitions earlier in the week, well, they bounced back in a big way, taking home 3rd in a loaded field in Spencer, scoring 165.5 points, falling short of the host school, the Spencer Tigers, and Jackson County Central out of Minnesota. Individually, the Bulldogs had some great showings, and they were led by Cougar Sargeson. He was the champion of the 190-pound bracket. He went 3-0 on the day, all 3 wins coming by pin, and only one of them needed the second period to get the job done. The Bulldogs also had a couple of podium finishers, with Jefferson Sitzman taking home 2nd at 132 pounds. He went 2-1 on the day. Hayden Sitzman was 2nd at 165 pounds. He went 1-1 on the day. Ben Regeniter, how about his showing at 175 pounds? He's been below 500 this season for his record, but he takes home a second place finish in that bracket, going 2-1 with 2 wins by pin. And Jackson Hogue was a second place finisher as well. At the heavyweight, he went 2-1 overall with 2 wins by pin. Also in Spencer, the MMCRU boys wrestling team was in action. They take home 6th out of that field. The Royals were led by a number of final placements on the podium, as Gage Johnson took home 3rd at 144 pounds. He went 3-1. He had to wrestle back and he picked up 1 win by pin. Parker Glassmaker was 2nd at 150 pounds. He went 2-1 with 2 wins by pin. At 190 pounds, Thomas McKinney of MMCRU was 2nd to Cougar Sargeson of Lamar's. He went 2-1 overall with 2 wins by pin. And Carter Hastidius at 215 pounds, he finished 2nd, going 2-1 with 2 wins by pin. We move from Spencer to Cherokee, where the Paul Furman tournament was taking place, and Akron Westfield boys finished 3rd with 150.5 points. The Westerners got a number of first place finishes. Starting things off was Connor Morrow at 113 pounds. He won the title there, going 2-0. Brody Hoffman at 157 pounds. He took home the title, going 2-0 as well. And Nathan Schoenfelder picked up the championship at 215 pounds. He went 3-0 on the day with 2 wins by pin. Braden Kussler also had a great day, going 1-1 and finishing 2nd at 285 pounds. The Kingsley Pearson boys were in action in Cherokee as well. They took home fifth with 102 points. The Panthers got some good podium finishers as well, led by Calvin Harvey's second place finish at 165. He went 2-1 on the day. Darius Rasmussen had to wrestle his way back at 150 pounds. He finished third, going 3-1 with three victories by pin. And Jasper Moore places third for the Panthers at 113 pounds. He went 2-1 with two wins by pin. One of the top performances from Saturday was the Hinton boys wrestling team in Glenwood. The Blackhawks placed second in that loaded field down south, 230.5 points, and they had four individual champions. Beckett Svuba at 113 pounds, he went 3-0. Braden Anderson, he was the champion at 120. He went 3-0 as well. Also with championship was Jackson Kunkel at 175 pounds. He took home the title there. Miscounted there. They got three championships. Jack Border placed second at 132. He went 2-1. Quinton Smith was second at 3-1 on the day at 126 pounds. Garrett Gant was second at 138. He went 2-1 on the day. And Brooks Beadlespacher at 215 pounds. He finished second for the Blackhawks as well. You can get a rundown of all those wrestling and basketball scores from the weekend. They're on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, we go now to the sports schedule for today, where it is light. Of course, we're leading into the holidays, and so these are the final couple of competitions we've got on the docket. In Wargo Conference basketball tonight, Galen Catholic hosts MMCRU, and you can catch that game on KLEM Radio. Coverage starts at 5:45. We've also got a video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Also in Wargo Conference basketball, West Sioux hosts Alcester Hudson. That's a boys-only game. And in the Western Valley Conference, doubleheaders here as OABCIG is at East Sac County, and Ridgeview is at Newell Fonda. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And once again, make sure to tune in tonight to some high school basketball. It's Galen Catholic hosting MMCRU. Coverage starts at 5:45. You've got a video stream as well on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. So tune in tonight here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.